So today we're talking Jura, which comes from this one horse island where there is one hotel, one shop, one distillery, one road. There's no traffic lights. There's no cars. How many people live on there, did you say?
There's 200 people that live on the island.
I just checked, it's 196.
196. So it's actually, they have a negative birth rate.
It's amazing the quick test while I'm speaking.
No, we've got a fact check.
But there's around about 5,000 red deer on the island as well. So
it's actually the Scottish version of Australia.
Correct.
Or New Zealand. Is it New Zealand that has more sheep than people, or is it Australia?
New Zealand.
Okay. All right. And are all these 200 people involved in the distillery? Is that part of the culture of the island?
So they're basically part of the culture of the island. The distillery is part of that, obviously, because it's the only distillery there.
Yes.
And the allied industries in terms of the hotel, the shop, the bar, you know, and that sort of thing. So they're all pretty much involved in, and they're very close-knit, tightly-knit community.
Right.
If you can imagine, the only way to get there is by boat or by sea. There's no airstrip or runway or anything.
Amazing.
So it's pretty good.
And I can actually see it, like this fog kind of coming in. So before we talk about the actual whiskey, let's give out a question, because we want to give away this bottle of 10-year-old Jura. It is a single malt Scotch whiskey, and perhaps you'll be the first correct answer. The question is, how many hotels are on the island of Jura? J-U-R-A. You let us know, sign your name, and you can enter in one of four ways. You can tweet us at Chai FM. You can SMS 34519. You can send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. And you can even email us onair@chaifm.com. Want to have your name? You are not eligible to win if you have won on Chai FM in the last 90 days. But how many hotels are on the island of Jura? And we're going to give that away in a little while. So go on, send it. You know the answer. So why not win the bottle? 10 years old. That's a fairly good sized kid. All right. Tell us when we taste it. What are the tastes? Are we going to taste now?
So what I'll do is there's a few other famous stories. Jura is essentially famous for three things. One of them being its remoteness.
Yes.
The second is that George Orwell wrote the book 1984 on the island of Jura.
Okay.
And the third portion of that, on the northernmost tip of the island, is the Corryvreckan Whirlpool, which is a very big whirlpool just off the coast of Jura. And it's trapped many, many sailors on the journey through that part of part of Scotland. So
history.
George Orwell called it the most unget-attable place.
Love that. As only George Orwell could.
Which is pretty much reflected in the spirit that they produce.
Okay. So mysterious.
It's mysterious, but it has a very distinct character, which is what makes it very special to me. It's a very, very interesting spirit. And it's a really, really simple story, with some really big answers in terms of the spirit that you get at the end of that.
Okay, so tell us, what are we tasting first?
So first we're tasting the
beautiful
colour. The 10-year-old, the Jura origin. And essentially, the stills at Jura are relatively tall. So you produce this very light, soft, sweetish spirit. And there they mature their whiskies in mainly bourbon casks as well as French oak casks, so different types of French oak, which gives you a very big number of layers of flavor. So the kind of things that you will smell when you nose the whiskey, you get quite a honeyed sweetness.
I'm trying. Okay. All right, I'm doing my whole thing where I do the swirl and I look for, is it the legs?
So not really so much the legs. It's all about the brightness of the color.
I looked at that. It's beautiful.
Pale golden.
I would love to paint something in this color.
We have a whole studio to paint.
Yes, but we're not painting that.
It's the office.
Yeah, the office. All right, and then swirl it around, and you look for the, what's it called? The legs.
Not so much about the legs. It's really just about the brightness of the spirit.
Yes.
The color, and then...
And then you smell it, but you open your mouth.
You open your mouth, and you breathe all of those, let all of those aromas through your whole nose and mouth.
Okay, and then you smell one nostril and you smell the other nostril.
You can do that as well.
That's what I learned, and it's true that your nostrils each smell differently.
And it's different experiences through both. Yeah.
Clear the sinuses. Do the left. Very nice.
If dolphins can sleep with one brain at a time,
yes,
we can smell whiskey with one nostril at a time.
You see how sophisticated we are here. Very nice. Okay. And then we give it a little taste. This is very nice.
So when you taste this, you get this initial honeyed sweetness.
Yeah.
A little bit of caramel.
It's lovely.
But it's really, really soft and sweet. But now there's a flavor that I'd like to see if we can try and identify. Think of licorice.
No, well, don't tell us.
We could be here all evening, which is not a bad thing. But
I'm not tasting licorice. I'm definitely right tasting the honey sweetness.
It's quite rich.
Oh, yeah. The licorice. When we take a big enough gulp.
And then as you let that flavor develop on your palate just for a little bit longer, think about right at the back, you can almost taste coffee.
No, I have the licorice. What about you, Lore? What flavors are you tasting?
No, I'm tasting the licorice. And
are you tasting the licorice?
The licorice, yes.
Can you taste the coffee?
Not yet.
How much do we have to drink to taste the coffee?
A bottle.
No, not at all. Everything in moderation, particularly.
What do you think, Sash?
I don't think I took a big enough sip because I can't taste the coffee. It's slightly bitter, so maybe that's the licorice. So I'm not a fan.
That bitterness that you get in the background, yeah. So if you're not a fan of licorice,
yeah.
And the licorice is really subtle.
It's so funny. I'm not a fan of licorice either, and I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this. I don't like anise, but it's very, very subtle, and it actually complements like the honey sweetness.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the flavors go well together. It's a nice, happy balance.
Which one is this? Is this a 10-year-old?
That's the Jura Origin, the 10-year-old.
Oh, so they start at 10 years old.
So they do have some that are slightly younger, but not for commercial sale in South Africa.
Very, very nice. All right, coming back, we're going to taste which other ones?
So the second whiskey we're going to taste is the 16-year-old.
Oh, 16 years old. All right. So we've got a 10, a 16.
And then we go to Superstition and then Prophecy. So two other whiskies in the Jura range that make a slight difference to what you would have expected in the beginning.
Superstition and Prophecy, I like it. I'm looking forward to it.
Right. Very eerie.
You know what? But that's Jura. That's exactly what Derek has described. And if you look it up on Wikipedia, you'll see.
I'm looking at the box, and that's also got a very sort of Moorish, eerie. Yeah. This one here, the Prophecy one, it's beautiful. It's green.
Fantastic. Lorraine, let's have a drink, shall we?
No, let's have a drink.
All right, Derek.
Shall I?
All right, we're going to do a 16-year-old.
So certainly, the 16-year-old is named Durach's Own.
Okay.
If you look at it's the Gaelic name.
Oh, Durach's Own. Okay.
And that is essentially the Gaelic name for a person who lives on Jura.
Oh, Durach.
So he's a Durach, or she is a Durach. So. And this whiskey is basically this very interesting spirit with a very big, bold character, which is pretty much the heritage of what the Juras are like. They need to be a pretty hardy bunch. So
pretty hardy whiskey.
So in here, you'll be able to taste quite a lot of really interesting things. Things like Demerara sugar, a little bit of...
as opposed to Hewlett's.
It's a type of sugar. It's a little darker sugar. It's a little bit sweeter.
Things like delicious.
Things like gingerbread.
Mm.
this black is ginger, absolutely delicious.
Dark chocolate. Mm. All your favorites. Dark chocolate. There's also a little bit of caramelized oranges or caramelized citrus.
It's definitely got a citrusy taste. Mm. Huh?
So it's light. It's very rich.
Don't
about
the chocolate, but I like, yeah, I like the very citrus, subtle. Yeah, I like the sweetness.
Very subtle.
Yeah. What kind of sugar was it? Yeah.
Demerara.
Demerara.
Demerara. They use it to make caramel. So
incredible. This is really delicious. Can we give away a bottle?
We can.
Okay. So let's go to our SMS line. We asked you the question. How many hotels will you find on the island of Jura? J-U-R-A. How many hotels are there? This is your last chance to enter because we're going to wrap it up in a couple of minutes. Send an SMS to 34519 with your name. You can also send us a telegram on 061-895-1019. You can tweet us at Chai FM or you can email us on air at chaifm.com. All right, let's get to,
okay,
to
so
the other ones. What else are you tasting?
Into Jura Superstition? So Jura Superstition is a slightly different whiskey, is where the distillery uses part of their whiskies that they produce is peated, which is where they burn peat, which is a natural fuel, and that basically coats the outside of the barley before the process, and that never leaves the liquid at any stage. That character is still in there. So the kind of aromas that you're going to get out of here, you're going to get a little bit of spiciness. So things like cinnamon, nutmeg.
Oh, it's so smooth. Very smooth.
Mm. You still get that sweetness.
Yeah.
That is in there. Also, quite a lot of cinnamon right at the back. That spiciness gets to you at the back of your throat. Ginger as well. Same sort of gingerbread kind of character. But you almost taste a little bit of a salty sea breeze.
Yeah.
Just faintly on the back of your palate. It kind of reminds you by being down the sea by the seaside.
In a little cottage.
And taking...
Yeah, in a little cottage overlooking, but not summer. This is like winter kind of thing.
It's very much a winter, wintry kind of thing, which is perfect for the weather that we're experiencing at the moment.
Absolutely perfect. How much do these bottles go for?
So the Jura range in South Africa is anywhere from about 649 to about 1,500 rand a bottle,
okay.
Depending on the
on which one.
Depending on the same thing, which one and where you get it.
And are they all single malt?
So Jura, as its definition, it's one single distillery on the island of Jura. One single distillery, one single malt.
Incredible. Okay. Delicious.
It's lovely.
Absolutely delicious. What is the last one?
Okay, so the last one is Jura Prophecy. And Jura Prophecy is an age-old story that dates back to the early times of Jura, where a seer said that the last Campbell that left the island would be blind and penniless, and his belongings would go on a white horse. And they'd forgotten about it, that story, until the last Campbell left the island.
On a white horse and penniless.
Essentially, he was blind in one eye after the Great War.
Wow.
And he left with his belongings and a handcart. Fell on hard times, went back to the mainland.
Wow.
And they just followed the story. If you look at the bottle, there's essentially the seeing eye on the on the bottle itself.
That's
and
gorgeous.
And this is where the peatiness that you would have experienced in the superstition gets a little stronger.
Okay. So we've tasted four tonight. Do you know I still have to finish doing the engineering of this show? Thanks, Derek.
That's why you've still got some on the table.
Okay, absolutely wonderful. Can we give it away?
Yes, we can.
All right, let's give away. We asked you the question. The island of Jura, J-U-R-A, has how many hotels? So I'm going to go to the first one. And the first, okay, so Darren, Yona, okay, I'm going to read out all your names. Darren, Yona, Jason, let's have a look here. Alison MacDonald, Kate Nathan, Klaus Heinzelman, David, let's see, Peter Joseph, hi Peter, and let's see, Marion, Roz, Dion Rachelson, Moshe Halili, all of these answers, thank you very, very much. The first correct answer, however, came from Donovan, and he said that there is one hotel. There's no cars. So who stays in the hotel, Derek?
So the people that stay there are essentially guests, visitors to the island, people visiting the distillery, and there's a number of them. Also, various people from around the world.
So it's basically Springs.
No. It's not Springs.
I just remember driving around Springs looking for a coffee shop when somebody said, no, there's no coffee shops because everybody gaan kuier next door. You go to and have coffee with your neighbor, with your aunts and uncles, and you know that's why you won't find a coffee shop in Springs.
Which is a wonderful thing.
It is a wonderful thing. So what happens on Jura? So that's who goes.
So
you've got whiskey tourism.
So people go there to hike. People go there to really just enjoy the solitude and the restfulness. Some people go there to write books, as George Orwell did. But they really just go there to experience the natural beauty and the splendor of the island itself.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that many of them go there to experience the natural splendor of the whiskey that's produced on the island.
This prophecy is very, very peaty, and it's making my tongue tingle. Why is that it doing that?
So peat is obviously the natural fuel.
But it actually feels like almost fizzy.
So not quite fizzy. What you're getting is this almost smoky dryness on your palate. It's a slightly medicinal character. But it's self medication in a very good way. But it's a very interesting to me.
Larry's enjoying himself.
Rich.
You like that one?
I enjoy the
peaty.
The peaty one,
yeah.
It's got a lot of really rich character. So you're still getting the ginger, the spices. You're still getting some licorice, cinnamon, those kind of things. But you get this really rich bonfire kind of experience when you taste
this. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it is. It's a bonfire. You can taste that peaty smokiness. Derek, thank you so much. Thank you very, very much. So we've given away that bottle, and I thank you very, very much. To Donovan, that was the first correct answer that came through, saying one hotel. Why are so many people saying 98 hotels? Any ideas?
No, probably.
Is there another juror?
No, definitely not. Maybe a lucky guess, but
different people are saying 98 hotels. Okay, sorry, it's one hotel. It's one hotel, Dion. 1750.